Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Several members of the New York Yankees baseball organization have come down with COVID-19. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
9 members of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees who are vaccinated have tested positive for COVID with breakthrough infections. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying everyone that's tested positive is doing quite well. 7 of the infected members are asymptomatic and 2 have mild symptoms. All the members who tested positive received the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine on April 7th. Regarding the effectiveness of one vaccine versus another, Dr. John Torres tells NBC's Today Show,
"The bottom line is, looking at the hospitalizations and deaths from COVID, they're all equally effective at preventing that, which is, at the end of the day, the end point we're looking at, making sure people don't get sick. But when you look at the effectiveness at preventing you from the virus getting in your body and multiplying maybe a little bit enough to get you positive on a test, or maybe mild symptoms, they can differ a little bit there. But the main point to remember is you want to prevent the spread and you want to prevent getting sick from coronavirus, and that's what the vaccines do across the board, all 3 of them. And so all 3 of them are very, very effective."
All 3 vaccines were created in record time under the government's Operation Warp Speed. A $1 billion Space Force satellite to support U.S. military missile defense systems launched into orbit from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Tuesday. The satellites will give the United States and allied forces early warning of any missile launches from around the world. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When the terrorist organization Hamas began launching bombs at Israel and Palestinian civilians in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, says their retaliation set Hamas back many years. While visiting an airbase, Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas has received blows it didn't expect as the Israeli military continued to launch strikes on Gaza, and Hamas launched rockets towards civilians overnight. Both Hamas and Israel deny that a deal on a ceasefire had been reached. An Israeli newspaper quoted an Israeli official as saying that an agreement would likely be reached by Thursday. The New York Attorney General's Office has begun a criminal tax investigation into Trump's organization chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on Wednesday. Weisselberg has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but investigators are asking him to cooperate with them in their investigation into former President Trump's organization. Trump has called this a witch hunt. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Good morning. All kinds of technical. technical issues this morning. Good morning and welcome to At the Library. I'm Jennifer Winbury, Assistant Director at the Hunterdon County Library. I will be here every Thursday morning on or about 11 o'clock on Hunterdon Chamber Radio to catch you up on all the latest goings on at the Hunterdon County Library. So spend an hour with me to hear the latest about library services, materials, as well as book reviews, author interviews, and much more. So good morning, everyone, and I hope everyone got to see Michael Udy last week from Act Two Books. His big event is coming up shortly, next weekend, May 28th through 31st. Act Two Books and the Groovy Graveyard from Asbury Park will be having a joint tent sale at 24 Central Avenue, where most things will be 99 cents. There'll be records, comics, books, DVDs. And then there are going to be some author tents with some local authors, including Jim Gano, who follows me at 11 o'clock on Taking Care of Business. It's 11 o'clock now. 1 o'clock on Taking Care of Business. And this is part of the Summer Book Fest, Flemington Summer Book Fest. On their Facebook page, you can see all the authors that are coming so far. There will be some in a tent, and they'll be having 2-3 hour intervals, so you can come and meet some of them, buy some of their books, talk to them. Let's see who's been added. Hunterdon County author and artist DJ Murphy. Charles Levin, he's a Hunterdon County resident and techno-thriller author. William Lewis will be on hand to talk about his new book, New Jersey's Lost Piney Culture, down in South Jersey. Who else is going to be here? Mike Pelletieri, The Boardwalkers, his latest Jersey thriller, set down in Atlantic City. Jim Gano and his latest book, as I said, he will be on hand. Nev Marsh, who you may have seen do an interview at the County Library back in November. She won the Mystery Writers of America first unpublished novel, mystery novel last year, and got a contract with Minotaur Books, an imprint of Macmillan, and she will be there. D.M. Barr, a local author of thrillers, mystery, and suspense. Who else? Ruth Altamora Roll, her new novel, Tangled Hearts. So keep check. Oh, and Dakota Clovis. She is a leading authority on Princeton. She has penned numerous science fiction, young adult, and crime thrillers. So definitely check out their Facebook page. It is Flemington Summerfest. And then stop by all weekend, May 28th through the 31st, to meet the authors and to buy some books. So the big news at the Hunterdon County Library is that beginning June 1st, we will be offering expanded hours. We are going back to our regular hours, which used to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 to 9, Monday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5. But we are adding Monday nights. So the headquarters of North County Branch Library in Clinton, beginning June 1st, will be open 9 to 9, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday. And the South County Branch Library will stay open on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights until 9 o'clock. So we're really excited about welcoming everyone back. We will have magazines out for everyone to begin checking out again. Newspapers will be available again. We still need to wear your masks in the building, and there'll still be social distancing, but the library will be open longer. And you, like I said, you'll be able to check out magazines, which is probably one of the most asked for services for us to reinstate. We've also gotten a grant from the state library, and we will be putting Wi-Fi outside. We're going to be putting together a little Wi-Fi park shortly. We've ordered some picnic tables and some benches, and we are going to spruce up the area out there, add some more trash cans, and you will be able to work outside by yourself or with a small group and get Wi-Fi outside in the fresh air if you're uncomfortable about coming into the building. We do ask that you still return your books to the book drop. Summer reading is coming very soon. This year's theme for adults and children is Tales, T-A-I-L-S, and Tales, T-A-L-E-S. It's got an animal theme. The Children's Summer Reading Club begins June 21st, and it goes through August 15th. There'll be programs, prizes, and much more fun. And the adult summer program will begin May 28th, next weekend, same day as Michael's annual tent sale, and it will continue through Labor Day, September 6th. And both of these, all the adult summer reading is being done online as far as keeping track of what you're reading, signing up. If you were part of it last year, it's the same program, the same procedure. Just sign up for it, and you can record your books, and there'll be some games and some puzzles available there. Our website is being updated every day, and right now we've separated into library news, the most current things that are going on, and then some featured events below. And right now at our North County Branch Library through the end of May, we have an exhibit, Private Yankee Doodle Dandy, the Original Soldier. In commemoration of Memorial Day, the North County Branch Library invites you to meet our original defender, Private Yankee Doodle, a typical colonial soldier. During the month of May, stop by the library and peruse this detailed exhibit from the collection of John Dwyer. These original artifacts shed light on the daily life of enlisted men and also the officers of the time who are amply represented in the upstairs showcases. Also new to the homepage is Personal Readers Advisory Adult Services. Just click on that and it will take you to a survey. And it says, welcome to the Hunterdon County Library's Personalized Readers Advisory Service. Fill out this brief form and our librarians will compile a list of book titles based on the information you'll provide. You'll be contacted according to your preferred mode of communication with a list of selections, and you can either approve or turn them down. All approved titles will be held on your library card and sent to a branch of your choice. This form is confidential and designed for adult readers. You must be a Hunterdon County Library cardholder to use this service. And as always, if you have any questions, email reference at hclibrary.us or call 908-788-1434. And there's 17 different questions, but they're very short. Your name, your library card number, how you prefer to be contacted, email address, phone number, if that's your contact. So that's the first five questions right there. Then which format do you prefer, book, large print, or audiobook on CD? How many would you like us to select for you? And you can choose between 1 and 5. Fiction, nonfiction, I have a feeling the air conditioner either just kicked on or Chris is piping in some gas into the chamber. Fiction, nonfiction, or both? What types of fiction do you enjoy? Fantasy, historical fiction, literary fiction, mysteries, cozy, or amateur sleuth? Mysteries, detective, gritty, romance, suspense, thriller, science fiction, or other types? What types of nonfiction are you interested in? Biography, memoir, business economics, cookbooks, DIY, crafting, feminism and women's history, fine arts, government and politics, gardening, animals, nature, philosophy, religion, spirituality, psychology, sociology, self-help, science, social injustice and diversity, equity and inclusion, sports, technology, or travel. What is something you recently read and enjoyed? Feel free to list multiple titles. What did you specifically like about these books? Are there elements you try to avoid when picking out books? Maybe you don't like violence, swearing, or explicit sex. Are there any types of books or subjects you do not want? Who are some of your favorite authors? And are you looking for books published in the last year or so? And then there's a space for anything else you think might help our librarians pick out your books. So if you haven't tried that out, or if you haven't been to the library in a while or not sure what to read, give that a try. On our YouTube channel, we now have 1 video, how to search Maine. I've talked a lot about the Maine Consortium we have joined, and there's a new catalog now. It's an updated version of the one we had, but it's also a little bit confusing because when you look at the catalog, you're searching the entire Maine Consortium, not just headquarters. So we've put together a short 4-minute video, how to search for an item from the catalog, how to limit your search to specific item types, such as large print, how to limit your search by specific library, and how to request an item for pickup. So that's a really handy little video to watch. And on the YouTube channel, we also have Value Line. It was typically a financial subscription database that we get. We used to get it in paper, and now we still get it in paper at our North County branch. But at headquarters and North County branch, you can see it, you can view it online. So there's a 9-minute tutorial on how to use that as well. So we're trying to add some more tutorials to our YouTube channel in addition to the story times that are on there, Miss Amy, Miss Kathy. We have some staff reading poetry for Poetry Month. For Makers Day, we have the projects there. We have some technology classes for beginners from Paul D'Angelo. Basics, Microsoft Word basics, Google Drive basics, file and folder basics, mastering the iPhone, mastering the Android phone. We have some crafts with Miss Amy. She's making some owls and some caterpillars, some grab and go from tweens. There is a video explaining what Maine is. There are some acts of kindness. Miss Donna does some take-home crafts, and then the children return the crafts to the library, and we share them with Meals on Wheels or different senior centers or other group homes in the area. Meals on Wheels, Hunterdon Care Center. Those are the most recent ones we have shared them with. We have a lot of Miss Kathy does a listen, take, and make, where she reads the book, and then you come in and get a craft that goes along with it. Also on the page, we have Welcome to the Headquarters Branch, Welcome to the North County Branch, and Welcome to the South County Branch Library, which will give you a quick overview of each of those libraries. Also new on our library's website, which again is hclibrary.us, we have the Teen Arts Festival sign up. That was a program that used to be at all the high schools, and then the local winners would go to the state level. But this year, because of the pandemic restrictions, through a grant from the Cultural and Heritage Commission mini grant, we are able to have some festivals at the library, including jelly printing workshop. Join us in person outside the headquarters branch as we learn how to make prints, and you can register at hclibrary.evans.info. And there's a link to our calendar. All of our events are free and open to the public, but most of them do require some sign-up. And there's also a link for these printing to Creative Bug, which is a new database that the library has that has all kinds of crafts, craft videos, and tutorials, and you can learn a lot of new projects. Also part of this grant is Page to Stage. During this virtual theater workshop presented by Cincinnati-based theater educator Aaron Carr, teens will create original scenes based on familiar book series and develop their own versions of beloved fictional characters. They will go through improvisational exercises that provide tools for creating original work as an ensemble by acting out the scenes from Harry Potter and the Cursed Child and Peter and the Starcatcher. Attendees will learn the framework used for adaptations and take this to create your own scenes using newly gained playwriting and performance skills. Come with an open mind, paper, a pen, and a love of teen fantasy. And we are also continuing our Fred Miller lectures and song. Yesterday afternoon at 2 p.m., he did a crowdcast about Judy Garland, a Hollywood's greatest musical star, a doe-eyed girl with a genius for singing. And for 15 years, she was MGM's leading lady. The recording of this is live, and it will be available afterwards. And you can click here on the annotation, which takes you to another page, which has links to all the different performances that Fred has done for us in the past year. So definitely check out our website. There's always something new there. We continue to add titles weekly to HCL Overdrive, our downloadable ebooks and audiobooks. And right now there actually are some new ones available, Nomadland, which comes up on the front page, even though some it might be a little bit disconcerting because several of them are waitlisted, but that is available right now, Me and White Supremacy. But you can also put your name on a waiting list for any of these titles. Also on EHCL, the magazines, the Zinio collection that we had was added. So you can catch up on your favorite celebrity magazines, including Us, Hello, which is the English version of Hola, OK, Star, In Touch, New Ideas. There are cooking magazines available, Cooks Illustrated, The Food Network, Clean Eating, Bon Appetit. And the magazines are most of the time, they're available. Most of them have 500 licenses at one time. And you can also check out back issues. You just need your Huntington County Library card. It starts with the numbers 13913 and your PIN. So be sure to check that out. We also have Canopy, which is a recent addition. It is a streaming movie service. Last week they added some movies such as The Parallax View, Middle of Nowhere, Free Jack, Piranha, The Hitchhiker, Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts in The Mexican, Losing Isaiah, The War Within, the Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau, The Odd Couple, Chris Rock, Bernie Mac, Head of State, an older version of Native Son, Jodie Foster and Scott Baio in Bugsy. There are foreign language films, as well as some documentaries. A lot of the Henry Louis Gates documentaries are available through there. There is a selection of celebrating the contributions, cultural and heritage, and history of Asian Americans. a lot of documentaries and some feature films produced by Asian Americans. If you're looking for something to read, there's Getting Started with Canopy, some choices. A lot of more known movies like The Last Black Man in San Francisco, The African Queen, Another Round, An Inconvenient Truth. There's a section of Oscar winners and nominees, including On Golden Pond, Lady Bird, and some older ones. So just search. They have a large selection of Criterion films. So if you see a film that's a Criterion collection, definitely search it. You can search by actor. So Humphrey Bogart in features, for instance. Returns, Beat the Devil, The African Queen, Dead End. You can search by genre, westerns. So that's a really great new service that we are offering if you can't get to the library. So 11:30 came quickly today. I'm going to do a short news break, and I will be right back with more at the library.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When the terrorist organization Hamas began launching bombs at Israel and Palestinian civilians in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, says their retaliation set Hamas back many years. While visiting an airbase, Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas has received blows it didn't expect as the Israeli military continued to launch strikes on Gaza, and Hamas launched rockets towards civilians overnight. Both Hamas and Israel deny that a deal on a ceasefire had been reached. An Israeli newspaper quoted an Israeli official as saying that an agreement would likely be reached by Thursday. The New York Attorney General's office has begun a criminal tax investigation into Trump's organization chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on Wednesday. Weisselberg has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but investigators are asking him to cooperate with them in their investigation into former President Trump's organization. Trump has called this a witch hunt. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930, and use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, and get your first year on me.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Welcome back to At the Library. I am Jennifer Winberry. Got about 20 minutes left to talk to you about all the things going on at the library and some new books. And then there'll be an hour break, and Jim Gonneau will come in to take care of business. And don't forget to visit Jim Gonneau next weekend already. Wow. May 28th through the 31st at Flemington Summer Book Fest at 24 Central Avenue, and talk to Jim about his second novel, which he wrote last year during the pandemic. So every month, librarians across the United States participate in something called LibraryReads.org. We have access to early copies of books so we can read them ahead of time, make recommendations for what to add to the library. And then we vote on the ones that we think that we're most excited to get out to our patrons. And we create a list called Library Reads. It comes out the 15th of every month. And the May 15th Library Reads list has books coming out in June. And then when the books arrive in the library, the ones that don't have holds on them, we can make a display with them and really promote them. These are the ones that we're very excited about coming out. And the list came out a couple days late because the 15th was Saturday. So I am pleased to announce that One Last Stop by Casey McQuiston, published by St. Martin's Griffin, was the top pick. For May, a phenomenal read with well-developed diverse characters and a unique, compelling plot. For August, romance is way at the bottom of her to-do list. Then she meets mysterious Jane, who is always on the same subway car no matter when or where August gets on, before she knows that they are a thing with a circle of friends to share their life. There's only one catch. Jane isn't really here. And fans for Merrill Wisner or Written in the Stars by Alexandria Belfour are two good read-alikes, and that was recommended by Heather Cove, Homewood Library, Birmingham, Alabama. The next book on the list is a follow-up to Alex Michaelides' The Silent Patient. It was a runaway thriller last year. This one's The Maidens. And the premise of both of them is a Greek myth. This tragedy dogs Mariana's footsteps as she struggles to recover from the deaths of her husband, sister, brother-in-law, and father. Then, in her beloved Cambridge, young girls are being killed. Fearing for her niece, Mariana is determined to find the murderer. And in a plot, twisted plot, discovers that she doesn't know who to believe, including herself. This is for readers who liked The Sea of Lost Girls and The Secret History. And when DVDs first came onto the scene, there was often something known as an Easter egg, where if you clicked somewhere, you got like a special little secret. Well, there's one in The Maidens. There's a nod to The Silent Patient. And I was a very early reader of this, as were several of my we're called early word galley chatter big mouths, and we all admitted to screaming when we found the secret hidden in there, and then we went back to see if there were more. And that was recommended by Courtney Reese from the Millville Public Library in Millville, New Jersey. Neon Gods by Katie Robert masterfully turns the myth of Persephone, another myth, and Hades on its head, making it modern and kinky and exploring the issues of consent and the marriage trope, which she delightfully subverses. The steamy sex is absolutely integral to the plot, and Robert includes nods to the original myth. And Katie Faze from the New York Public Library recommended that. The next one is an in-house favorite from our fans, from our pals at Library Love Fest. They talked about it when they were on the show back in April. 100 Years of Lenny and Margot, a novel by Marianne Cronin. In a Glasgow hospital, two dying patients, one 18, one much older, she's eight in her 80s, begin an art project to chronicle their lives. This delightful odd couple pair, along with a hospital chaplain and a gaggle of well-meaning staff, help Lenny live her best life through Margot's stories and show what is really important. And it's got a gorgeous, it's a blue cover with yellow, I think they're meant to be roses, but they sort of look like peonies. It's absolutely gorgeous. The next novel is The Other Black Girl by Zakiya Dahlia Harris. And she is doing a lot of interviews. It's her debut novel. If you get a chance to listen to her, she's an utter delight. Nella is an editorial assistant at Wagner Books, and she's excited when another black girl is hired at her publishing company. But after a mysterious note turns up on her desk that warns her to leave Wagner now, she is questioning who would want her gone. Provocative and suspenseful, this genre-bending book is perfect for fans of When No One Is Watching and the movie Get Out. Our Woman in Moscow is a novel by Beatrix Williams, a spy novel set in Europe during and after World War II, featuring twin sisters, Ruth and Iris, a cat-and-mouse game of intrigue, where it is often hard to tell not only who is guilty or innocent, but also who is who. Give this one to readers who enjoy Kate Quinn's brave female characters. The next book is my personal favorite on the list, The Personal Librarian by Marie Benedict and Victoria Christopher Murray. Marie Benedict has does a lot of biofiction. She did Mrs. Einstein, Mrs. Churchill. And this is both a history and an homage to the Morgan Library, one of the world's greatest private libraries. If you have never had a chance to visit it on Madison Avenue, definitely do so. It's absolutely splendid, and they have one of the best literary collections. They also have a huge mid-20th century modern fiction collection, one of my favorite things. And this is the story of when J.P. Morgan began his library. He had found a kindred spirit in a librarian, Bell, who was working at Firestone in Princeton. She was a young African-American woman, but she posed as a white woman of Portuguese descent. And he brings her to Manhattan and introduces her to society so that she can help him build his great collection and amass all these very rare books. And it's for fans of Fiona Davis's historical novels. Fiona Davis's latest one was set in the New York Public Library, and they're set between the past and the present. So that's definitely, especially if you like library history or New York City history, check that out. The next book on the list is The Queer Principles of Kit Webb. By Kat Sebastian. Lord Holland is being blackmailed. He will do anything to get back his mother's book of secrets that has been stolen by his father. So he hires a reformed highwayman for one last job. And this is it's a really great twist. It's a queer novel, but it is also a historical novel and a rom-com. It's a lot of fun, and it has a really great, really great fun cover. Then there is To Sir With Love by Lauren Lane. This is a modern take on You Got Mail, set in New York City. Grace is running her family champagne boutique when Sebastian and his family are trying to buy out the building. The results are meet cute times two that would certainly make Nora Ephron proud. Nora Ephron, of course, was the producer of You've Got Mail for fans of Jennifer Crusie and Talia Hibbert. And the annotations are between 180 and 240 characters, so what we can't mention in this annotation was that You've Got Mail was also a modern take on The Shop Around the Corner, on The Good Old Summertime, which is a modern take on The Shop Around the Corner, a 1940 film with Jimmy Stewart. And it was based on the 1937 Hungarian play Parfumerie by Miklos Laszlo. And the premise is that, and Frank Morgan is in that, the wizard from The Wizard of Oz. The premise is that these couple, they're pen pals. And You've Got Mail, they're email pen pals, and To Sir In Love With, they text, and they're on a dating app. And they get along very, very well. There's a lot of flirting going on in the electronic or the paper format. And the couples have actually met in person, although they don't realize this is the person they're corresponding with. And they're like water and oil in person, and they don't get along. And then they the complications ensue, and then they, all of a sudden they realize they've been communicating with each other the whole time. And do they still like each other as much in person now that they know who they are from text? And the last book on the current list is The Woman They Could Not Silence. This is the only nonfiction book on this month's list. One Woman, Her Incredible Fight for Freedom, and The Men Who Tried to Make Her Disappear by Kate Moore. In 1960, Packard was committed to an insane asylum by her husband with no evidence of any condition other than she disagreed with him on some issue and spoke her mind. Moore deftly presents Packard's story of her confinement, subsequent trial, and crusade to improve women's legal standing. Give this book to those interested in stories of trailblazing women, legal thrillers, and even true crimes. So that is the current list. And we also include a Hall of Fame, which is honors authors who have been multiple times have appeared in the Library Reads list since 2013. When their third title places on the library staff votes, they move to the Hall of Fame because some of these are automatic buys, like Laura Littman's New Dream Girl, which is a nod to Misery. Taylor Jenkins Reid's Malibu Rising. Taylor Jenkins Reid is definitely an upcoming star. The Nighthawks by Ellie Griffiths. This is her 13th Ruth Galloway mystery, and Ellie Griffiths has also done some non-series titles. The Road Trip by Beth O'Leary is on the list. That's another rom-com. Survive the Night by Riley Sager, a thriller. When Stars Collide by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. So definitely check out Library Reads if you're looking for some new things to read and some quick recommendations. I've lost my picture. Throughout the course of the pandemic, we had been doing some promoting of some... We had done some author interviews, author takes with Kensington authors through Zoom, and we're going to have a series of them through the summer, about once a month of some of the new ones coming out. Next week, we're going to have Murder Across the Atlantic with authors Carlene O'Connor and Tracy Hall. Carlene is the author, and that'll be on the show. Carlene was a member on a panel last year on a Zoom one. Murder in an Irish Bookshop is her latest Irish Village mystery. She's in Cork County, Ireland, between training the new town guard and trying to set a wedding date with her fiancé. Siobhan O'Sullivan is feeling a bit overwhelmed. She's looking forward to visiting a new bookshop and curling up with an exciting novel, only to discover the shelves contain nothing but literature with a capital L. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but the owner not only refuses to stock romance, mysteries, and science fiction, won't even let customers enter his store unless they can quote James Joyce or Sean Hennessy. Despite the owner deliberately limiting his clientele, he's hosting a reading and autographing event featuring up-and-coming Irish writers who will be taking up residency in Kilbane for a month. Among them is indie author Deirdre Walsh, who spends more time complaining about the unfairness of the publishing industry and mega bestsellers instead of her own creative works, causing a heated debate among writers. And, of course, we all know what happens. Deirdre's body is found the next day in the back of the store with pages torn from one of her biggest nemesis books stuffed in her mouth. Carlene is the best-selling USA Today author. Of the Irish Village Mysteries and the Home to Ireland Mysteries. She was born into a long line of Irish storytellers. Her great-grandmother emigrated to Ireland from Ireland in 1897, and stories have been flowing ever since. of all the places across the pond she's wandered, she fell in love most with a walled town in County Limerick and was inspired to create the town of Kilbane. So it will be great to talk to her again and find out what she's been up to. And then we will also be welcoming Tracy Hall, another USA Today best-selling author of over 50 books, an array of genres from cozy mysteries to contemporary seaside romances, YA, and nonfiction. She is the author of the Salem Bed and Breakfast Mystery as Tracy Wilton. She's a member of the Mystery Writers of America, Romance Writers of America, and lives in South Florida. And her new series is set in Scotland. Murder in a Scottish Garden is her latest in this charming Scottish shire. Shop owner Paisley Shaw must root out a garden variety killer. Her custom sweater and yarn business, Cashmere Crush, is a sole support for not only the single mom and her 10-year-old son Brody, but also her eclectic Gramps and Wallace, their black Scottish terrier. So when her landlord, Sean Marcus, serves her an eviction notice and then pulls the disappearing act, she'll go any length to find the man and reason with him. Sean is heir to the Leary estate, which Brody's class will be visiting on a field trip, so when she volunteers to chaperone in hopes of tracking Sean down and killing two birds with one stone. Unfortunately, the only one killed is a man Paisley sees falling out of the hedges after being shot. With suspects sprouting up like weeds, Paisley may need to hedge her bets until she can determine who is trying to lead her down the garden path. So that will be next Thursday at 11 o'clock at the library. We're looking forward to welcoming these two authors, and then going forward, on several Thursdays, we will be having more authors. On the 17th of June, we will be welcoming authors Krista Davis and Daryl Woods Gerber, whose name gets cut off. The week after that, there will be Kensington Pet Mysteries. On July 1st, on the 24th of June, we welcome debut author Eliza Rodriguez and his debut book from Norton Publishing. So all these books can be found, all these interviews will be on our Facebook page, where you can view them, either view them live during the interview or after. And if you have any questions for these authors, you can just comment on the Facebook page, and I will ask them, ask the authors the questions. We are gearing up for some summer programs. We're going to try to start having some outside. There is going to be an event on, let's find it. We're going to invite kids to come on the 11th of July, 11th of June, and do a make and take pillowcase grab and go kit, emergency grab and go kit. All the supplies, it's a drop in craft, so you don't need to pre register. You can just stop in. I'm not finding it. Let's stop in to make the to fill up a pillowcase with everything you would need. In the event of an emergency, that your children could grab and go, and the kids will be able to decorate their pillowcase. That's going to be held outside at the headquarters library. We're we're also going to have Coding with Scratch, a weekly workshop for ages 7 to 10. It begins Saturday, and it goes through June 19th from 10 to 10:45. It's a virtual coding class presented by at AI Go Learning, which provides free coding classes taught by high school students and college student volunteers. So the registration link can be found on our Facebook page. There's a link to the senior citizen questionnaire put together by Senior Services. Huntington County wants to hear from you. Please take out this short survey to fill out senior needs. You can also get a paper copy if you want upon request. There's going to be 7 free technology classes with Paul D'Angelo. So definitely take a look at those. We have some Get Caught Reading pictures, which shows pictures of our library staff reading in unexpected places. We have a picture of Mary reading a biography of Sonia Sotomayor. There's one of me reading in a tree, one of my favorite places to read. So that's a fun thing to look at. We're also doing Book Face Friday. You may have seen these on Instagram or Facebook, where someone holds up a cover of a book or a magazine, and their dress reflects it. So that's also a lot of fun. You don't see the person's face. Their face is on the book cover. Well, here it is. Make a kid's go bag. Resolve to be better prepared for emergency and join us to make and decorate a pillowcase. I'm sorry, it's June 19th, 10 to 12, outside the headquarters and North County Branch Library. No registration is needed. Just stop on by. And the time has flown by. And it is time for me to say goodbye for one more week. Don't forget to stop back next week to hear authors Carlene O'Connor and Tracy Hall. Jim Gano will be in at 1 o'clock to take care of business. And until then, remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. The library is always there for you. Have a good week.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Overreporting of COVID-19 cases by government officials has surfaced again. This time, the overinflated number of California children hospitalized with the coronavirus was overreported by 40%. A peer review commentary from 2 University of California, San Francisco academics found broad instances of children being hospitalized because of COVID-19 caused ailments to be exaggerated. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday signed legislation banning abortions in the state as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The Texas bill, known as SB 8, was slammed by critics as one of the strictest and most extreme measures in the nation, but applauded by anti-abortion supporters as a landmark achievement. Former President George W. Bush said in an interview that Iran helped launch the Hamas terrorist group to attack Israel. Bush says, "What you're seeing playing out is Iranian influence targeted toward Israel." USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
As the mask mandate rages on, mixed messaging from government officials has most people scratching their head. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The list of national retailers who are no longer requiring vaccinated customers to wear masks continues to grow. The CDC changed its guidance last week, saying fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in certain situations. Grocery store chains Kroger's, Giant Eagle, Aldi, and Meijer, as well as Best Buy, Dollar General, and Lowe's, are the latest stores to say they'll drop their mask requirements for vaccinated customers. Walgreens is one retailer keeping their mask requirements in place for both customers and employees. The pharmacy chain says that it's a destination for COVID-19 vaccinations and testing, which is why it's leaving the rule in place.
A recent survey of tens of thousands of people from around the world reveals people trust their employer to do the right thing. The least trusted, their government and the media. Hong Kong police said Tuesday there is no evidence the director of its national security department, who was arrested in a massage parlor raid, was engaged in any immoral or illegal behavior. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The confusion over mask mandates has been fueled by mixed messaging. Dr. Fauci wants to set the record straight. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans have been adjusting to new guidelines for mask wearing released last week by the CDC. The new guidance allows for people who are fully vaccinated not to have to wear masks indoors, except for in crowded areas. But the sudden shift caused confusion for businesses trying to reopen and recover from the effects of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the confusion is not their fault. The chief White House medical advisor tells CNN that some of the confusion is coming from establishments trying to figure out how best to follow the new guidelines.
So what the establishment owned is several of them have said, you know, the CDC recommendations were fine, that people who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks indoor, but since I don't know who's vaccinated or not, if you come into my establishment, you still have to wear a mask. So where the confusion is that people are saying, wait a minute, some people are saying you don't have to wear masks when you're vaccinated, and now you're telling me when I go into an establishment, I have to wear a mask.
A 70-story skyscraper in China's technology hub of Shenzhen City swayed again on Wednesday after it wobbled and caused 15,000 people to evacuate the day before. No earthquakes have been reported in the region. Three floors of crypto mining computers in the electronics market, one of the main crypto mining markets in China, were not accessible due to the incident. Chinese media reported that all 15,000 evacuees escaped the building within 90 minutes. Nobody was injured. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.